In a number of homes throughout Pesach, there are Sfaradim eating together with Ashkenazim, and Sfaradim eat kitnios, Sfaradim eat rice. Many Sfaradim eat kitnios, many Sfaradim eat rice, and the Ashkenazi practice not to have kitnios. And is there a way, or what's the best way practically, if let's say Sfaradim and Ashkenazim find themselves eating the meals together for Pesach, what's the best way to handle this situation from a halachic standpoint in a way that's also comfortable to all those who are present? So first of all, it's important to understand that when the Shulchan Aruch or the Ramah speaks about the prohibition of kitnios on Pesach in Or HaChaim Siman Tov Nun Gimel Seif Aleph, the prohibition is only to eat kitnios, but you're allowed to own kitnios, you're allowed to cook kitnios. You cannot eat kitnios if the majority of the ingredients are kitnios. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Tov Nun Gimel Sif Katan Tes. And what that means is that the issue is not one of time. Technically speaking, if some kitnios fall accidentally, unintentionally falls into a non-kitnios food, you can still eat the food even if there is a taste of kitnios. You can't create that lechatchila, ideally, but if unintentionally this happens, then you're allowed to eat the food. And what that means is that kitnios is, it's not a tam issue. It's not a taste issue. Because even if there's taste, it's not forbidden. So Rav Rimon was actually asked the question. Rav Rimon, who's the Rav of Alon Shvut, and he was asked this very question of a family that is Ashkenaz, and he's going to be by his sister. She's married to a Sephardi, and they in the Sephardi family obviously eats kitnios, so what should they do? And he begins his tshuva by saying that since there's really no halachic problem with tam of kitnios in, let's say, in the kalim, there really shouldn't be a problem if you were to use kalim vessels or kitchenware, the pots that were used to cook kitnios, to use it also to cook non-kitnios. Technically, that's the halacha. There seems to be this custom that we don't do that. There seems to be a custom that we have separate kalim for kitnios and for non-kitnios. There's also a custom to either we have separate kalim, or at the very least, we wait 24 hours between using a kli, a pot that was used for kitnios, to use it for non-kitnios. Again, it doesn't seem to be halachically necessary according to the strict letter of law. This seems to have been the custom. But basically, the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim can eat together, and as long as they have separate pots, some are cooking kitnios for the Sephardim, and the non-kitnios that will be eaten by the Ashkenazim with separate pots, or cook with a pot that was used. If you have a pot that was used for kitnios, you wash it out, you clean it, wait 24 hours, and then the Ashkenazi can use it to cook non-kitnios foods. Rav Rimon does write that if this will cause a balagan or chosr ni'imut, if it's going to cause a lot of problems and it's going to be very uncomfortable, then technically speaking, you would be allowed to use a pot from kitnios and use it for non-kitnios use right after, as long as, again, there's no food, there's no kitnios food, it's cleaned well. And then he says, he also writes that you don't have to worry about plates. Plates, there's more room to be, it's to have separate plates. That's more confusing. It's going to cause a tremendous balagan if this one family's eating together. And with utensils, they're what's called halachically a kli sheni. They transfer taste at a lower level, so he wouldn't be concerned about plates. So he would say plates and silverware, definitely you can use the same plates and silverware for the entire family. Ideally, if it won't cause a major balagan, have separate pots cooking for kitnios and non-kitnios. And the final point he makes is that, again, you should not cook them together in the same oven, the kitnios and non-kitnios food in the same oven, because again, some of the taste and the aroma and the taste from the kitnios food will be absorbed into non-kitnios food. We don't do that lechatchila, ideally. if the food was cooked unintentionally, you can eat the food. And he says also, if the kitnios food is covered in the oven, then you can cook the non-kitnios food in the oven alongside the kitnios food. So these are just some rules, but Ashkenazim and Sfarim can eat together during Pesach. They have to be a little careful in terms of, obviously, Ashkenazim not eating the kitnios, and if at all possible, not cooking the food in the same pots from which kitnios were used.